Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master Bubba with the ruler in his hand. Good morning, Bub. How are you doing today?
Hey, man. I'm doing really good so far. How about you?
Doing really good. He's so far away from the microphone, ladies and gentlemen, you'll never hear him. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the very best in outlaw... Boutique and apparel. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695, located in beautiful Abacoa, Florida, and on the web. Bob, how you doing back there today?
Doing good, man. Just taking some measurements, getting this car ready to go, and final assembly, get this thing out the door.
Monkey in Paradise, the double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, brewed right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise is vodka done Bubba style, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. And we'll be there Sunday from 9 to 12 at the Outlet Malls off the exit 71. Come see the race and rally team. Hey, Bub, good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, doing really good so far. Just a lot of work going on already inside the facility, as always. You know, we have everything going on from the paint and body side to the mechanical side to the freaking admin offices are on fire in there. Who even knows what's going on in that place?
Yeah, how about that?
A lot of stuff going on and just getting things done, man.
What about, tell us a little bit about this car you got going here, bud.
So, yeah, man, this is another one of these, I don't know what it is, dude. I swear, maybe these freaking 400 horsepower cars are too much for people nowadays. This is a 2016 Challenger SRT. We got this thing in the shop. Came in for almost coincidentally pretty close to what actually happened to the Monkey in Paradise Challenger, right? Which was a pretty big build. We got to finish up on that thing. This one was everything from the passenger door forward. So the passenger front fender, headlight assembly, core support, crash bar and impact pad, also the plastic impact pad, the top corner of the hood, the front right corner of the hood. Did I mention the front bumper?
You did.
Okay, so the front bumper as well. So it was a full front end impact on the thing. God dang it, dude. Insurance companies out there, you guys are poor at best.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Way, way poor, man.
Terrible, dude.
This is the second one that's been really poorly written.
Well, it's a shame because these guys that go out and buy these cars, you know, they're spending upwards of $45,000, $50,000, $55,000, $60,000, $70,000, depending on the model that they're buying, whether it be the Hellcat, whether it be the SRT or the RT, any of the line. You know, these guys are going out and spending their hard-earned money on these cars, and they're paying a premium for their freaking insurance every month. $400 a month for $300 a month for insurance, you know, crazy outrageous prices. And then the insurance company never wants to do the job right, and it's a shame.
This particular car was written based on photographs sent into an express center over at the car owners, the vehicle owners insurance company, and they did a horrible job writing this car up. They missed a lot of things. The tie bar was broken. There were body pieces that were broken, pieces that were omitted from the original estimate. Then it slows you down in returning the vehicle back to the client because you have to wait for supplements to be written and additional parts.
Yeah, man, it's a shame. You know, as small as literally, I kid you not, the 392 badge that's on this car, I'm literally sitting here rubbing away the 3M tape on the back side of this thing. They're just double side tape. That's how they go on the fender of this car. I'm literally sitting here, and I'll probably do this for 10 minutes, just rubbing this old adhesive off and then prep sawing it down with lacquer thinner or prep solvent to prep this thing for the new 3M adhesive. And then we have to go through and fine cut it all out because you can't just buy the adhesive side from the dealer. So it's like, I'll tell you what, they probably could have paid us $20 to just buy a new emblem and stick the thing on the side of the car, but they don't care about the fact that it's going to waste probably an hour of my time to get this little guy ready just to stick it on the side of the car.
I'll help you, so it'll waste my time.
That's yeah, but right. You'll put it on upside down for
I
some
reason. I probably would.
So yes, then it'll be a 4.6 liter, not a 6.4.
An old Ford motor, right? That was a pretty good motor, that 4.6.
That was that modular motor, man. It was pretty stout.
Yeah.
Maybe they had, I think it was a 281, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe those things had, what, 250 horsepower, 245, 260, somewhere in that range. I mean, you supercharge them, they were super fun, but they had a lot of torque, man. A lot of those guys know in that Mustang club, all those Mustang guys out there, especially if they're on Esteta Motorsports parts, all these cars go out, you supercharge these things, man, and you create this kind of 450, 500, 600 foot-pounds of torque. These cars are reckless, dude.
They can literally,
there's a whole thing out there. You can just go Google Mustang wrecks, and it's just all about guys that can't control the power once you supercharge them because they come on like that.
Quick. Yeah, absolutely. And that was the motor that was used in the Crown Vics, the police cars for so many years.
That's right.
The limos.
The interceptors, those things.
Yeah, that motor was a very good motor, the 4.6 liter motor was.
Yep.
So, Bub, you've got this whole thing going back together today. Tomorrow you'll probably turn it out to the client.
No, it's going today.
It's
going
to go today?
Tell Hot Rod, come and get it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about that?
For 100%.
It's got to go.
Yeah, oh yeah. The bumper's right now in buffing. Right now we've got Roger next door in the paint and body facility. He's buffing the bumper for me. The fender's done. The hood's done. All that's already set and ready. So all of this is finished. It's on the car. It's installed. It's lined up. I'm going to do a final fitment on the front or on the hood once I put the front bumper back on here, tie the fenders together and get everything sitting where it should.
Nice.
But I have right now the hood sitting in its factory location where it originally was marked, so that way everything should be exactly where it is, but I still want to fine tune that. Even from the factory,
sure,
sometimes they weren't the best fitment, so we're going to go ahead and make sure it is when it rolls out of here.
It's all about putting that quality in there and building it and making it the best of the best.
Well, I mean, you're already there putting the hood on the car. Why not take the time and adjust it, right?
I'll agree with that, man.
Yeah.
I'll certainly agree with that. It certainly looks good, Bub, compared to what it was. This was a wrinkled mess, and you found a lot of things that were not taken care of or not accounted for once you got behind this.
Yeah, man, big time. I mean, all the way down to just, you know, common sense things, guys. I mean, literally, when we got this car originally in the facility, they wrote this car up. Now, granted, you can go through in today's world when you, you know, install a VIN number on any sort of, like, supplemental programming that you're using or any sort of estimate program you're using, especially when you're communicating directly in lines with Mopar, Dodge directly, they're going to tell you exactly what this vehicle had in terms of features, the build sheet on it, how it was built, the design of it, the color of everything, the way things were lined up, the gaps on everything. They tell you all of it, right? So how can you possibly go through and screw up the fact that this car comes with HIDs, but you gave us a non-HID headlight, right?
Yeah, that's a difference
of,
right here.
That's a difference of $250 versus $1,450. That's a huge difference. And that was like right out of the gate, I knew we were going to have problems with this insurance company once we saw the very first freaking thing. Yo, you didn't even put the right headlight on the car.
That's right. You didn't.
It's an terrible SRT, probably going to come with a xenon headlight, which is going to be an HID ballast system, probably going to be a high intensity setup like that. Yeah, it's going to be on an SRT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be, right?
Right.
How about that? So, Bo, we're going to jump out of this segment. We're going to let you keep working on this.
Well, that was
short
fast
and tight.
Back.
Yeah, we're going to keep it short and tight today because you are on a deadline. We have some appointments this afternoon.
Dude, I have so many I have to do today.
Yeah, I know.
I got this car. I got an actual R32, which is, by the way, a pretty
R32
cool car.
R32 sitting right here behind.
Right, so an R32 Volkswagen Golfs did these things. They were like a little straight six, right? They weren't a V6, were they?
No, straight.
They were straight six or something. I don't know, man. But anyways, these things were super freaking rare. R32s had plenty of power. They weren't the little 1.8T, the 1.8 turbo that those things came with, the Volkswagen, the Audis. So we just finished painting body on an R32. Turned out pretty freaking good. It's just like whatever that factory Tornado red is or whatever they call that color on that thing.
That's all been painted too over there.
So now we're doing a full detail and assembly on that car as well. So we got, man, the paint and body's just releasing all the rides. We're loving it.
We're killing it, man. The paint shop is moving and it's rolling these things out of here. Mr. Producer, you had a question, sir.
Yeah, Larry Williams, Tom Driver.
No. Good morning, Larry, out there. How you doing up there in Georgia? No, Larry, I didn't drive this one, as a matter of fact. I actually had nothing to do with this one, Bob, did I?
No, not yet you haven't, but you've been getting closer to the car, so I have a feeling it may not be delivering today.
Yeah, the client was sitting at a stoplight and hit by a Jeep. Yes, Mr. Producer.
Francisco Gomez, can't wait to see the MIP Challenger. Would be great to bring the cars and coffee. Serious question, what's the big deal about Hemi motors? Like, I heard there's something special about it, how it compresses in the chambers or something.
Okay, so Frankie from Monkey in Paradise, good morning out there. He's waiting. He says,
what's up, Frankie?
Good morning, Frankie. How are you, buddy? Frankie says two things. He can't wait to see the Monkey in Paradise Challenger that you're doing over there.
Really
well.
Good,
it's
by the way.
Good, man.
You think this thing looks good? This thing's looking really good.
That was a bad accident. That car was involved.
Really bad.
Very, very bad. And he wants to know a little bit about the Hemi motor. The Hemi motor was developed in the late 60s, early 70s. It's got a hemispherical combustion chamber inside of the heads, and that's why they call it a Hemi motor.
Yeah, it's you know, huge horsepower motors. You know, they were always the biggest and baddest when it came to Mopar's lineup of engines. And I'm talking way back into the early, like, what were those things? They started with, like, wasn't there like a 2-something engine? Mm-hmm. They're like a 280-something?
Yep, mm-hmm. 283. What, 283.
No, that's Chevrolet.
No, Chevrolet. That was two.
There was like a 318.
There was 225,
340.
318, 340.
360.
360, yep.
383. 440. Mm-hmm. 426 wedge.
426 ALS.
So there were so many different engine options out there, but I'll tell you what, man, the Hemi engine is the baddest of bad. It's the best of the
torque.
Best. It is pure torque, pure raw horsepower. Yep. The difference between those typically was the actual cylinder heads on these things. They had a different design that had a different valve, intake and exhaust valve positioning that allowed for more horsepower, more efficient burn, much better in their throttle response and torque. And the way that the design was, the spark plugs were actually put in the center of the heads.
Center of the heads.
Versus a lot of companies have the spark plug down at the bottom side of the head, just next to, you know, let's say your exhaust outlet port, for example. The Hemi motor was totally different in the fact that the plugs were in the dead center, so it had a more complete burn, more efficient in its horsepower range. And that's what these guys are running with now in the big boys all day long. And these things are literally, I mean, look at the new Demon that's coming out, dude. 840 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds.
Insanity.
Pretty stupid.
Insanity, buddy.
Pretty stupid.
But you know what, Bub? You keep building them left and right, and they just keep beating faster and faster.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. It doesn't take much, man, to unlock these things from the factory 420, 440 range that they're rated from a horsepower standpoint. You can bump that number so fast to 520 just by doing your basic bolt-ons. And I'm talking intake systems, tuning systems, doing full exhaust systems on the car, so you're going to get better performance from an intake side on your air coming in, your exhaust, your air going out to increase flow. Then you increase, to match that flow of air going, you want to increase your fuel ratio as well, so that it does burn exactly how it should for maximum performance. I'll tell you what, man, these things can hit that 520 mark. If you really want to get stupid, you can go ahead and throw a nice turbo kit on them, throw a twin turbo kit on them, supercharge them, and push that 800, 850, 900, all on pump gas, on street tires.
Big news coming out of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team yesterday. Our race and rally driver, Gio Hammerback, and Steeda and us were on the phone yesterday, and we have some potentially big news coming up in the not-too-distant future with the BEM race and rally team.
Yep, pretty good stuff, man.
The rally team will be at the track tomorrow night. I have music tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out because it's a huge track event tomorrow. I've actually got the MIP vet, the Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka Racing vet, coming in. We've got to do a full track prep for that car and get it ready to go out. You know, and it's, I'm sure that car is going to run pretty hard tomorrow, considering it's going to have everything you need on that track, is wheels, tires, brakes, handling. That's what we're doing on that car tomorrow.
All right.
So it should be going out there ready to run.
So we'll be talking about that for tomorrow.
Yep.
Right? On tomorrow's episode. But until tomorrow,
just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique apparel and clothing and accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco there and brewed right here in the Palm Beaches. Monkey in Paradise wants to know, what's your paradise? And the Cars and Coffee, Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, 9-1 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, Sunday, noon 9-12. And we'll
Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
Jesus. Yeah. My schedule's so screwed.
It's going to be a busy weekend, but that's for sure, Bub. Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.